Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Below Dexperts, a podcast that recaps current Below Deck seasons with two Midwest millennial siblings. I'm Morgan.
I'm Elaine.
And today we're recapping Below Deck Season 11, Episode 4, which is called It's Always Sunny in Grenada, and Episode 5, Come On, Eileen.
Yeah. Two different references.
Yeah.
Pop culture.
So my opinion is episode 4 was boring. Episode 5 wasn't.
I'm telling you, they need to go back to the two episodes a night.
I know. But then it's so crazy because two episodes a night. Okay, so they just condensed Down Under was a shorter season. Because I was like, that's a lot of episodes for them to make.
Yeah,
but like it's just not as spread out. I was thinking it was more episodes.
That's pretty much what it was, but it was kind of fulfilling where like, you know, the first episode's kind of setting up for the second episode and you get that, you're like, all right, it's coming up.
I know.
We're going to see it.
I know.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. Oh,
they have the night out next episode. Let's see what's going on. Aisha's going to eat some ramen and go to bed.
Yeah.
And then some other crazy shit. Gonna happen.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know. I can't tell which one I like better.
I like watching two episodes, but I don't like recording two episodes.
I know.
Because then I have to rewatch two episodes that take like 2 hours.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
For sure. And like I feel like when we covered, because Down Under was the first season that we covered on here, our episodes were consistently over an hour, whereas now they hit around 30 to 40 minutes usually.
Mm.
So, which I prefer. That's as a podcast listener, I prefer short. Well, I don't know. I guess I don't care. If I like the podcast, I don't care how long it is.
If you're invested, as long as it's not like 3 hours.
Right. Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say Armchair Expert, which is like probably my number one, is always close to 2 hours.
Mm.
Yeah.
I know, that's like the Bad Friends podcast. Mm-hmm. They just nail an hour.
Yeah.
They're like, we're at an hour. They're like, thank you for being a bad friend.
Mm-hmm.
Outro music, they're out.
Yep.
It's like, I kind of want them to go over sometimes, but they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, but then like some of the true crime ones I listen to, I'm happy when they're like an hour or less.
Yeah, so. Because sometimes they just kind of stuff things in and you're like, all right. I get it. He went to middle school here, but can we talk about when he killed 7 people?
I know. Yeah, that's true.
Anyways.
Anywho. All right. So the way our episodes work is that we start with a question for each other. I forgot how to read there for a second. The way our episodes work is we start with a question for each other based on this week's episode since we don't watch them together, and then we kind of get into the topics after that. So because we're covering two episodes, I was going to do like the topics for the first episode and then the topics for the second, or should I just say them all right now?
I think we can just block it out, do them now, and then
I agree.
When we get done with the first episode, we'll go on to the second one.
Like, this is episode 2. Okay, so the topics we have for episode 1 of our coverage, episode 4 of Below Deck.
Yeah. You guys know numbers. You're smart.
You get it, right?
You're smart.
Continued interior drama, which is like always a topic, I feel like.
Pretty much until the end.
Ben and Sunny.
Mm-hmm.
And Jared's roller coaster, which is very similar, I feel like, to the topics for the next episode.
That would be a really good episode name, Jared's roller coaster.
Yeah, because he's constantly on a roller coaster, is he not? It's like, oh, you're like, oh my god, he's getting he's getting better, right? Oh, he's like we're starting to like him, and then he's like
gets hammered. Oh, Barbie likes him. Oh my god, it's gonna be a holy shit, he got hammered.
And she's like, absolutely not.
Yeah, she's like, no, I got the ick.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I've ever heard a girl say I got the ick,
and you're like, I get it.
Yes. I get it. Yep. You know, I don't really respond to like, he used a paper napkin, it gave me the ick. It's like, all right, relax.
Right.
But yeah, that one was a definite like ick.
Yes. Oh man. Okay, so at the beginning, we're at the beginning of episode 4, and we start right where we left off with Fraser talking with Captain Carey about Barbie. Gosh, this feels like this is going to be tough because I haven't watched episode 4 in a while.
Yeah, I had a feeling, guys. So I rewatched it. Okay. So if you need to throw the lantern my way,
am I making sense? I'm saying Captain is challenging Fraser because Barbie is a good stew, and he's right. It's just all emotion. So like Captain Carey basically like called him out for being like, you're making an emotional decision mm-hmm. about Barbie.
Yeah.
See, which, I remember like, things.
I feel like every conversation with the captain kind of goes that way, mm-hmm. where like the crew member will be like, I fucking hate this person. They're annoying and they're just not listening to me. They're being dramatic.
Yeah.
And we miss the part where the captain's like, yeah, we get paid to be dramatic, dumbass.
Right.
But then after that, after they cut that out, it's, yeah, you're being dramatic. It's fine. They do a good job. As long as they don't sink the boat,
right.
keep them on, figure out how to work with them.
Right. Yeah, it is about separating. Like, why do you not like this person? Oh, because I think they're annoying. Like, okay, well, no, if they're doing their job, like, yeah. they're going to stay.
Work a 9-to-5. See how that goes.
My next note, this is going to be fun. This is going to be a fun episode because I'm going to be reading notes and I have no idea what they mean. So my next note is, uh-oh, Lane. Perfectly poached egg, LOL.
Son of a bitch. Poached eggs.
So does that make sense?
Yeah. But just the phrase poached eggs just makes me want to put a hole in your drywall.
I know. I think that's why I wrote it, but I honestly don't remember anything right now. Why did I write that?
They just had poached eggs for breakfast.
And you don't like poached eggs because they're hard to make.
I love eating them. Yeah. I hate making them. There is no good way to make them.
Yeah.
Tell me a good way and I'll show you why it's wrong. You're like, put a little bit of vinegar in there and then swirl, but have a little bit of salt. No, it doesn't work. Okay. Hold me back.
Rips the microphone down, just leaves.
Yeah, I throw the microphone stand through your window. There's a window over there, by the way.
There is.
That's there, lore.
Yeah. It's lore. For the Reddit.
Yeah, for our Reddit page. There's a window over there. Or is there? Bum,
bum. Is that a real lemon tree behind Lane?
Yes.
It is. Lore.
Or no.
Mm-hmm.
There's lore there.
Yep. Anywho, back on track. I feel like episode 4 was so long ago that I wrote down Barbie likes Jared. Like, it was like a new thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, whoa, she does. But then later on, he like ruins it.
Yeah, and Barbie says that she likes people for like who they are mm-hmm. instead of what they look like. And I feel like she didn't really get to know Jared very well.
Well, I think she just found out, like, oh, this guy's kind of a weirdo.
He's like a watered down, way less funny Theo Von.
Yes.
Do you know how Theo Von is, where yes. it'll just be like,
you have no idea why they say the thing they
caught
say.
Caught a bird with my toes the other day.
Yes.
Put him in a pancreas.
Yeah.
You're like, Theo, what are you talking about? That yes. was hilarious, but like, what are you talking about?
I know.
Yeah, he's kind of like that.
It's true. But yeah, but not funny.
But just yeah, just not funny.
Random.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, honestly.
And it kind of seems like they're playing the angle of like, oh, this is what some Americans are like. Yeah, but they're not funny, not interesting, and I don't want to be anywhere near them. Cause,
Jared?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, what a bad representation right? of Americans.
Same with the guests.
Oh, my God. We are going to get into the guests.
Yeah, they're from the Midwest, and I'm like, son of a
bitch. Of course. They're literally from where we're from.
Yeah.
And they're the worst. My note, this is way down there because it's like towards the end of episode 5, but like was like, these are the worst guests I've ever seen on Below Deck.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They're like straight up mean. They're not like passive aggressive. They're like mean.
Mm-hmm.
Like this is very harsh, but I could even see them being like racist if there was someone like of color on the boat or yeah. like towards someone of color. Like they're that bad that when they get drunk.
They're pretty bad, yeah.
So, I mean, and we didn't don't see like that. But, like, yeah, that's so shitty. Even for a TV show, I feel like it's shitty.
Mm.
To be, like, that mean. Again, not just rude, not just, again, passive-aggressive. Like, straight-up mean.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I guess that's what I think about that. We don't have to talk about it later. What's next in this episode? What do you got?
We did, I think, are we at breakfast now? No, we talked about breakfast with the poached egg.
Oh, yeah. So the next thing I have is basically Barbie. We get a sense of Barbie being like, I'm not going to quit. I'm going to get my shit together. Like, basically, I'm just going to start like working hard and just trying to get along with everybody.
Yeah.
And I thought that was good. She said, I think quitters are losers and I'm a winner. I was like, that's a good way to think of it. Like, don't give up, yeah. You know? So
unless you want to give up.
That's true.
Yeah. Unless if something gets hard, give up. If you don't like what's going on and it could be easily fixed,
give up. Just give up. Sometimes you do need to give up, though.
Yeah.
It just depends. But in this situation, I don't think she should have given up.
No. Yeah. No, she's in the right. I was just making a joke.
But I'm like, that is a deep question, though. Sometimes you do need to give up.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
that's the route I thought you were taking with it.
Yeah, I mean, I work with a lot of people that should have just
given up years ago.
working at the place I work at. Gotten a better job. That's what I'm looking to do.
Yes.
A little behind the scenes for you guys.
Sorry. Okay, the next, again, my notes are literally all over the place and I have no idea what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing I said was Sunny told Ben she was mad about the radio thing. He didn't really take responsibility, which he totally did on purpose.
Yeah, no, he did that on purpose to get a Jared.
Was it? Oh, yeah, because he ends up saying that, right? I think he ends up telling her that.
In so many words. Well, yeah, he says Jared should have told you, and she was like, he did. You didn't have to put it over the radio.
Right, and he was like, I was basically just trying to point out something Jared did wrong.
Yeah, he is just, he's trying to get Jared off the boat. He wants to be the boss.
So I believe that, but still shitty, but he didn't realize it was shitty towards Sunny. I think I believe that. I don't think he put together that it would be shitty towards her. He was trying to be just petty at Jared.
Yeah. I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah. I just figured that out right now because I didn't even think of that when I watched it. The wedding ceremony was actually really cute. So this is the previous guests,
mm-hmm.
not the, oh my God, we have so much to cover.
We have a lot to cover.
I'm trying to go as fast as possible, honestly.
We're going. Relax.
We're doing
okay.
it.
Okay. Don't hit the click off button yet.
No, we're not going to be, we won't be ridiculous. We swear. I said, oh, and then the next thing I had was, this was so funny, and I was so excited to talk about it last week, we ended up recording, when Chef just casually tells the story about how his wife left him for his uncle.
Yeah. What the fuck?
And he's got, like, such a good attitude. He's like, well, shit happens, you know? Like, I don't know what to tell you.
He's like, I got her a job working with my uncle, and then...
Then they ran off together.
Then they ran off together.
And then he's like, well, whatever.
Shit happens. It's like, well, that's a pretty healthy way to look at it.
I guess. What else could he... I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
It is a really, really healthy way to look at it.
Jesus. Yeah, one of my parents' brothers took away my wife.
But whatever.
Shit happens.
Moving on, I guess.
Nah, he's a good-looking guy. He knows how to cook. It'll be fine.
I know. He's actually so adorable. So then we are at dinner where Kat was doing service, and mm-hmm. it was bad.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to do service. She doesn't know how to do anything.
I know. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Kat because I think she's really trying, but she struggles socially.
Yeah. The thing is, all right, hear me out.
Oh, no.
I think she needs to learn a little bit better, needs to pay a little bit more attention to detail. but I don't think she is as socially awkward as the editing and the cameras and the show is telling us.
You think?
I think so, because there's glimpses.
That's why the English language is the worst language ever. Yeah. Glimpses. That's a word in English.
Yeah.
That's such a hard word. Try explaining what that word means.
Oh my God, that's so difficult.
Right?
Because there's a glimpse, which is like a short view of something.
Yes. But
a glimpses is a few short views of something.
Oh my God.
That's fucking... I'm so glad we were raised with English language. Holy shit.
I know. See, sometimes that happens, and during the day I'm like, that's a word that's so hard. That's why they say the English language is so hard.
Yeah.
Because, like, what is that word?
Stupid.
Stupid.
Communication is weird. What the hell was I talking about?
Cat.
No, I know what I was talking about. There are glimpses of her, like, cracking a joke and people laughing,
mm-hmm.
and, like, her having fun, but then you'll get, like, these 3-second clips of her being like outside of the hot tub or like doing this, doing right. that, where she's like on her, like has a sad face, not near everybody. I think it's bullshit.
Yeah. See, I was trying to pick up on it too. I was like, okay, I want to see like in the background what they don't like just show us. Right. And I thought I did see her being awkward and like by herself at times.
Yeah. I mean, she obviously has like the background and the personality to be a bit of a loner,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like she has the skills to just kind of be kind of like Kyle, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
Like not a part of the main crew, but still like get your jokes in, get yeah. your conversations in.
Yeah. I yeah. mean,
she's sure. rooming with Xandi.
Right. Which is like,
and we see her cat be like, I'm kind of insecure. I wasn't feeling good about this. And Xandi's like, oh, everyone loves you. You're fine.
Yeah.
Which didn't seem like a lie or anything.
No, it didn't. Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to see. So then, oh, yeah, we're talking about how she shouldn't have been doing service. And then I have basically my next note is about the docking. Like, they're making the docking so dramatic.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason. It was, like, fine.
throw the ropes get on the bow now. But like if you watched it just in real time, it's just the boat doing this.
Yeah, like yeah, just if you watched it with a drone, it's literally yeah. just the boat driving into it,
and then two people throw ropes and yeah, like, that's hey,
it.
Good job.
Yeah, that's literally it. Oh man. Okay, so now we're on them like the night out. Jared is upset about not being able to talk to his daughter due to like cell service. Captain went out to dinner with them and saw Jared being kind of weird, right?
Yeah, him getting hammered.
Yeah. Ugh, such a bad look. Ugh. And then I said, oh no, Barbie is turned all the way off by Jared's behavior. That didn't take long.
Yeah. I mean, we all saw it coming.
We're like, oh, girl, you think you like him, but you're going to find out he's weird.
Yeah, he's a fucking weirdo. Which, like, is fine to be.
Exactly.
You got to find another weirdo.
Exactly. Yeah, that's. We're not saying being a weirdo is bad. We're just saying that, like, yeah, they didn't seem personality-wise that they were going to match up there.
No. No, there's no way.
Oh, another, like, shot at Ben. I was like, Ben calling himself cheeky to get away with bad behavior. It's like, I was just being cheeky. Yeah. Oh, okay. So you're like basically
being
like,
cheeky.
I was being a dick.
Yeah.
And that should just be okay. Ugh.
Yeah, that would be like me doing that and be like, yeah, I was just being a dick, you know?
Right.
I was just having some goofs and gaffs.
Right. Like, okay, that still doesn't make it right.
Like, you're still being mean to me.
Literally. And then I said, we end with another fight between Fraser and Barbie. Unfortunately, my prediction is that Barbie doesn't make it the whole season, even though I want her to. But now I feel like I feel differently, like after the next episode.
Yeah, after the first episode that we're talking about, I would agree with that. But yeah. I think they're slowly going to fall in line together.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a give and take. I don't think Barbie's going to be like, yes, sir.
Right.
but, and I don't think Frasier's going to be like, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be a steady line and source of drama for the show.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's going to do anything crazy.
But you don't think, you don't think she's going to leave now? Didn't somebody like say there's a spoiler that the only people that make it to the end of the season is like Captain, Frasier, Ben, and like one other person?
Sounds like Reddit.
Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong, but I swear even in our comments.
Yeah. It sounds like someone read something on Reddit.
Okay. All right, yeah.
But I could be wrong. I vaguely remember that comment, and I'm sorry that I don't remember it fully, but...
No, it's been a couple. Like, I think we've gotten a couple, and then I've seen it. I do follow, like, some Below Deck people on Instagram, and I swear I saw it somewhere there, too. Anywho, I hope that's not the case. I don't want a lot of people to leave. Like, right now, I have a sense that Jared's going to leave, because that's what they always do.
Yeah, and the reason I say, like, it's from Reddit is because I don't want to believe it, because I like most of the crew right now.
Right.
So I'm projecting.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if I was a betting man, and I am, UFC fights this Saturday.
Oh, jeez.
Putting money on that. What was I talking about? No, I'm kidding. I think Jared will be the first one to leave.
Yeah, that's what they're setting us up for. They were setting us up for Barbie a little bit, and then like Kat, and then like you don't know. But yeah, so we'll have to see. But according, again, I swear someone's like, oh, they set records with the amount of people they fired or whatever.
I don't know. That
seems crazy, but we'll see. All right, on to episode number 5. Come on, Eileen. That's the name of one of these asshole guests, and I'm just going to say it because they were assholes.
Was she an asshole, Eileen? Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Remember, she couldn't even walk back to her room?
Oh, yeah.
Like, come on. That is...
Come on, Eileen.
That is a level of drunk...
Come on, Eileen. Sorry.
It's a level of drunk that's like...
Yeah.
Bad. Bad.
You're a dick if you get that drunk.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Where you can't talk and walk. That's unless a you're lot like of alcohol.
19, you're a dick if you get that drunk.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Only 19 year olds. Not even 21 year olds. No. You already know.
By that time, you've figured out what you can handle.
Exactly.
And by that time, you understand how powerful hard liquor is.
Yeah, exactly. Oof.
The amount of fucking assholes in college that I had to deal with.
Yeah. Like, just people just beer. Forget.
Just drink beer.
Right.
But the amount of grown men that were older than me in college that I would find near the frat house crying.
Oh, my God.
And breaking things.
It was so embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
And then the next day, they're like, hey, what's up, Lane?
Like, you just completely embarrassed yourself last night, and you don't even care.
Don't even care. Don't drink Jack Daniels, kids.
No.
All right. It'll make you cry.
It'll make you cry. If you're a grown man.
Yeah, if you're a grown man.
Only if you're a grown man.
Or, deal with your problems.
Yeah, that too. Anywho. Seek therapy. The topics for this episode are, these guests are nuts. That's what, that was me being nice when I was writing the topics earlier.
Yeah.
Jared being weird still.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to be a whole season thing.
And then, honestly, Frasier doing his absolute best as Chief Stew.
Yeah.
He's really just trying to do his best.
He's doing pretty good.
Yeah. So that's what I have for the topics.
Can I hit you with a question of the day for this episode?
We literally didn't do that.
We forgot. Yeah. I thought about it like 10 minutes after we started, and I was like, I'm not going to go all the way back. But
okay, this is good. We'll do it at the top of episode 5.
I scrolled too far down.
Oh, no.
So, do you think Jared was actually being rude to the provisioner?
That's such a good question, because I have that written down. Yeah. Like, that my opinion was that he wasn't.
No.
He was being a little bit firm, I would say. He was not being overly nice, but he definitely was not being a dick. And I was like, that provisioner is too sensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Sir, if you would just... calmly talk. Like, first of all, I'm with Jared. When I found out, first of all, okay, this is why it doesn't make sense to me. these provisioners will fucking bend over backwards for interior. Get them the weirdest shit. 1920s. The
weirdest shit.
1920s Monte Carlo casino night. Oh, you just pulled that out of your ass?
Yeah.
You can't pull some blue and white towels out of your ass?
Yeah.
That was my take on it. So I guess Jared was being nicer than I would have been.
Yeah. And I didn't even think about that angle of it. Right. My angle was like, towels. They're fucking towels.
I know.
But also,
you can't find towels on an island.
But that's like going to Subway and being like, can I get a ham, turkey, and cheese? And they're like, we're out of ham and turkey. Right. It's like, well, you're fucking Subway.
I know.
It made no sense to me. It made
no sense to me. And then he was like, well, I have bath towels. And like, Jared's like, that's not what I fucking asked for.
Yeah. And then, And he was frustrated, sure.
Yeah.
But I think it was more, it was a little bit of, he's an American. We're a little bit more straightforward.
I guess.
That was the only thing I could think of as to why she reacted like that.
Yeah.
Like, we're more of like, you don't have this, why I need it.
Right. I guess. But I don't know. I see Europeans like.
Yeah, they're dicks too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. She was sensitive.
I have no idea. But that was like the craziest thing.
It was probably a normal phone call. And they got like some production assistant to be like, you're overreacting. Was that good, boss?
Yeah. That may be. That's true. Poor Jared. They're just trying to push him over the edge.
Yeah.
They're like, let's fuck with him and not give him the simple towels that he needs.
We're going to turn his phone off when he's going to talk to his kid.
Yeah.
That we made up. I'm kidding.
Oh, my that's God.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm not saying oh, my God to that. But seriously, like, I didn't even think of that. Like, out of data and you're surrounded by an entire TV crew.
That's a good point, too. I didn't really think about that.
That's so shitty. Like, you know some. I don't know if that is the angle. That's very shitty on their end. It could not be this, whatever. But
yeah, I mean, he could have been underprepared or something. But we also see Captain talk to his girlfriend
all the time, video call, like
almost every
that's true
episode, and it's a clear video call.
It is, yeah.
Sometimes our video calls aren't even clear,
yeah,
because there's like cloud cover,
mm-hmm. and trees
and shit,
yeah. That was a very good question. I feel like I have a good one too. What amount of money?
That question sucks.
What amount of money would you need to be paid to hang out with these god awful guests? Like, I would not voluntarily go on that. As much as I want to go on Below Deck and be on a yacht, I don't think you could pay me to be with these people.
With the current crew right now?
Yeah.
It would be a lot less if Aisha was the chief stew.
Yeah.
It would have to be full travel, full meals, everything covered.
Yeah, like, okay, so you're saying like your flight's covered and stuff?
Everything's covered.
Yep.
It would have to be like 10 grand.
I was kind of thinking that too.
Because like, I don't have to do that.
No.
Like, I don't have to fly my ass halfway across the world to hang out with a bunch of assholes right. that live in probably Chicago.
They do.
Yeah.
I was like, that's shitty because like, that's I could not... just
go to Chicago and hang out with assholes like that.
Yeah. But it's just, and maybe I'm biased because like we're from there, but like people aren't like that from Chicago.
No.
Like that's not a good representation, of course. Like you wouldn't want those people representing anything.
Yeah. The only difference between like the Midwest and Chicago is like the Midwest will hold the door open for you. We'll say, hey, how's it going? Chicago, they just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to like spit in your face and say, fuck you, you know?
Right.
Which happens multiple times this episode.
Where they spit in someone's face?
Yeah. Did you not watch the
episode? Well, at the end, I would have not doubted it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised.
They were like, why are you not bringing waters up every time you come up here? And also new drinks for all of us every time you come up here.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Barbie was such a professional there, by the way. She kept her cool when they were being dicks.
Yeah. I have another question, but we'll save it until we get to that topic.
Okay, because honestly, we've already talked about a lot. So this episode starts basically with the Barbie-Frasier fight. obviously the episode four ended with. They basically come to a conclusion, like they're good. And Fraser makes a good point, and he's like, Barbie's like, well, I tell it how it is, and he's like, that's just not how life works. You need to filter. Like, I always say that too with people. I can't stand people who are like, well, I'm just an asshole. Like, that's just who I am. Deal with it. Like, yeah. I tell it like it is. If you don't want to hear it, don't. Okay, then you're not going to have a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I say that all the time. Like, be who you are. That's fine, but you might not have a lot of friends, and a lot of people might not like you. And if you're okay with that, that's fine. I'd never want that.
Yeah, I think there's a gray area there, but I completely agree with you. Stop sending me memes, Vinny. Jesus. I completely agree with you. Like, oh, I'm just an asshole, man.
Yeah.
It's like, well, have fun being alone.
Yeah, right, exactly.
So I completely agree with that. But at some point, there's a difference between like, yes, sir, and fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
There's a gray area between that.
Right. You can be respectful and be like civil and not like be super positive all the time, or like, yeah, a yes man or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you can keep to yourself, stay out of the drama. Anywho, so that seems to be going okay. And I think at least through this episode, that's still going okay.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's just going to keep doing this.
Yes. Yeah. Jared being weird at the night out. He said, like, he was like complimenting the chef, like, I love what you do, man. Like, the art.
You're an artist.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, it's like that one drunk friend where, yes, like, you do something that's like, you just do something, and they're like, whoa, bro.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, just poured a beer into a glass, dude. Relax. Yeah, that's, you know, exactly who's like that?
Who?
Ethan. My buddy.
Oh.
You do anything, he's like, dude, that was sick.
And you're like, what?
Relax. I just kicked over ramen in your apartment. I did that, actually. At his bachelor party.
And he was like, that was sick?
No, he wasn't super happy about that.
No. But
that was just the first thing I thought of.
It's funny.
I went to go put my foot on his coffee table, and I like dropped it down, and the ramen just... Thankfully, it didn't get on the couch that I was laying on, but it went everywhere.
Oh, no.
Still wearing the same shoes, too.
Gross. Ramen shoes.
It was like ramen from a restaurant, though, to be fair.
To be fair.
Anyways,
Ben and Sunny are like back hooking up or whatever. They're like totally fine with each other now.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess, that.
I feel like we have one of those every season.
Right. You're right. We do. So that's the update on them. Jared continues to be stressed. He can't talk to his daughter. Again, that's kind of shitty. Like, let's let this guy talk to his daughter, but that's just my opinion. Barbie talks about Judaism. I was like, that's great for her. An odd thing to throw into Below Deck, but I'll take it.
Yeah.
Odd choice.
Yeah. It, just something in her life she's into, I guess.
Yeah.
But did you catch the part where she's like, I went to the wall and cried for an hour?
Maybe.
So that one, I was like, what the hell are they talking about? Or what is she talking about? Apparently, it's like a Jewish religious site.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think I, like, context clues put together in my head.
Yeah.
Okay, next great thing that I feel like I picked out of this episode. Kyle staying in Barbie's bunk without being creepy. Green flag.
Wait, what?
So, Kyle stayed in Barbie's bunk for some, or her bunk, her room.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. I thought you meant they were sleeping in the same bed.
No, sorry. I was saying it wrong.
What the hell?
No, they're sharing a room.
In the same room. Yeah. That was something I wanted to bring up earlier.
Because I said green flag. He was like just being nice and not creepy at all.
They made him out to be a dickhead.
I know.
But then like, as soon as she was like, yeah, I'm kind of into Jared. He was like, all right.
Yeah.
No worries. And then even when she cuts out the aloe for his skin, he's like, you guys might think this is one of my techniques. Like, I just needed some aloe.
Oh, I don't remember that part.
I think that might have been the last episode.
Okay.
They're merged together in my mind at this point. But, yeah, I was like, pretty good dude.
Yeah, he seems like, I hope this doesn't come back to bite us, but he seemed like, I was like, and he even said like he kind of likes her, but he didn't come on to her at all, which I thought was like cool. Like they just hung out and then went to their separate beds and he wasn't trying to push anything, which I thought was really cool.
Yeah, big fan of him.
Big fan.
Episode 4 and 5. Big fan.
Episode 4 and 5, yep. Captain having a real conversation with Jared about being a good role model and not showing up drunk or like really hungover. Like I feel like Captain is now getting a little bit irritated because I feel like this is like the third time he's had this conversation with him in like a different aspect where it's like, hey, you have to be the professional here. Like you are the boss, you know?
Well, yeah, and I understand it. I mean, do you want your third level manager or second level, I don't know, whatever you want to say, but like, do you want that guy being like, I just miss home, man,
and
like,
I'm yeah,
and it's like, okay, but do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you have just one of the deck team crying and doing all this, you're like, I expect that.
Yeah,
but you don't expect it out of the bosun.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to these freaking guests. So we start off with these guests and the primary, I think her name's Tina. She cannot drink out of glass.
Possibly dumber than I can't eat eggs outside.
Possibly. Yeah, that's true.
I think it's dumber than that.
Well, here's my opinion on it. Might not be dumber than that because eggs outside is pretty dumb, but it's more inconvenient.
Eggs outside, the only thing I can think is like, I don't want a bug to land on my food. Plastic cup is stupid.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, if we're going to justify one of them, I'd rather justify the eggs outside than fucking glass cups.
Yeah.
She couldn't, and then it was so weird because then they were setting like food out and she's like, don't use those tongs for that food.
Yeah, she's a vegetarian.
Oh my God. So she can't even use tongs that have touched meat?
Nope.
I didn't even put that together. For some reason in my mind, I was like, oh, she doesn't want the material that the tongs are made out of touching her food. Like if it was glass or something.
Could be. It's like, use a plastic spatula.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. Literally just being difficult to be difficult.
Yeah.
Xandi got second stew.
Mm-hmm.
I can like see why Fraser did it because there are four of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but at the same time, I'm like, God, you could have waited just a little bit longer to get like things just finally started seeming like they were good
to resolve the whole thing with Barbie.
Yes, exactly.
The way I see it, though, is she basically trained Kat.
Who?
Xandi.
No, yeah, she did. And she continues to.
And I think she deserves it. Sorry, Barbie, a little more. But we don't see everything.
No. I'm not saying Xandi didn't deserve it.
Oh.
But I also think Barbie's great. Like, I think they're both second stew level. But I'm just saying, like, even Xandi was like, I don't need these stripes. Like, it was like kind of, that's my take on it. Not that she didn't deserve it, but it was like, was that really necessary to do right now? Probably not.
No.
But I know he probably had his reasons, but even Xandi was like, I don't need this. Now I don't need like a target on my back, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I was surprised with the level that Barbie's at that she didn't come into the season with,
as second stew. I know. I was surprised too.
Yeah.
But they didn't set Xandi up as knowing how much she knows. Like they didn't make it seem when they first introduced her, you were like, oh, she's just another stew. But then you realize like, oh, she knows everything.
She would be like on a huge boat, like the chief of
like laundry and housekeeping and
stuff. Yeah, housekeeping. That was the word I was looking for.
Yeah, no, for sure. And she even says you can't teach Kat a new trick because Kat's just not picking up on it.
Nah, she's not.
So we go along. Again, primary's a nightmare. No meat, no eggs. She's always got to make sure to throw it in there whenever she talks to anybody or talks to Fraser. Like,
Those are the worst.
Can't wait to see what he makes me with no meat. Like, thanks, lady. I'm not an idiot. I remember.
Can't wait to complain about something.
Yep. That's literally, she can't wait to just pick out what she doesn't like. I said Barbie and Fraser are getting along and it's nice. So let's hope that that continues. We're now at the first meal, which is lunch. Lane, take it away.
Appetizer. Tuna. Holy shit. I don't remember how to announce, say that. Ceviche.
Oh, ceviche.
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 Nowhere near it. I said that like dead. It is raw sushi. Great. Said that wrong too. Raw sushi grade tuna with diced avocado, diced mango, red onion, cilantro, jalapenos, lime juice, vegetable oil, and you serve it with chips.
Yep. Cool. I am not a ceviche fan. I probably would have tried that because I like tuna, but I got sick on ceviche once, so I'm like hesitant of it.
Do you know the difference between that and like tartar?
They're both raw.
Mm. Is it just the seasoning?
I think it might be the type of meat. Tartar is a
tuna
beef.
Tartar.
Oh, you're right. Okay, yeah. So I don't know the difference then. It could be it could be shape. Like shape would be my next guess.
You might, because ceviche it was like more cubed. Like cubed, and yes. Tartar is more like a lot smaller.
Yes, yeah. And then anywho,
we have chicken teriyaki served over forbidden rice.
I was like, so I would have loved to eat that out of the pineapple.
Yeah, oh, served in a pineapple. Better garden.
Yes, I want that one.
And then spicy tuna sushi, which is my favorite. You know that.
Oh my god, and it looked so good.
So good. I wrote down a bunch of shit. I don't know why I go so in depth. Like,
honestly, I remember looking at that lunch and I'm like, oh, that's like good.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I would have loved that lunch. It was that looks so good. But moving on from that, the guests say Chicago.
Do they? See, it's so weird. My parents, like our parents, are from Chicago. We're like technically from outside of it. And they always say it's Chicago,
mm-hmm.
but that doesn't really go with the Chicago accent. Like, I enunciate my A's,
mm-hmm.
and if I enunciate Chicago, it's Chicago.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Like, are our parents wrong?
I don't know.
I've questioned it in my later years.
I actually sent a message to my buddies that all grew up and now live in Chicago. And they're like, yeah, it's Chicago.
Okay, so they agree with mom and dad.
But I think the Midwestern accent would tell you to say Chicago.
It would, yes.
But I think before there was a Midwestern accent, when it was just Chicago, because Chicago's a very, very, very old city.
Right.
I think it was always Chicago.
Oh, man.
I just pulled that out of my ass.
I know. If that's true, that's a crazy fact.
No idea.
If it's real, that's crazy. Anywho,
any hoozles.
Eileen just being drunk and an idiot. Well, she wasn't being an idiot at this point. She was just drunk and they did the snorkeling and that looked really fun.
Yeah.
They were being so reckless though. Like, that's the other thing too. Like, I can't stand like reckless people.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the ocean.
Anywhere. Like, I've been around reckless people on like UTVs. Even reckless people with like fireworks and firearms and like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, great. Nobody's going to see our video now.
Why?
Because I said that word.
What, firearms?
Yes.
I can bleep it up.
I was just making a joke. I don't know if that's true or not. Anyways, I can't stand like reckless
people. What do you mean by that joke?
And I feel like with like the water toys and stuff, like they were being reckless and like, the one guy like hit the other one under, like, I can't stand people like that.
I know. I feel that so much because there are just certain things, certain activities in this world where you need to be sober, mm-hmm. clear-minded, and safe about.
Yeah. Like fireworks.
Yeah.
That's why people end up literally alcohol and fireworks. That's why you end up in the ER.
Yeah. You let your kids light them off while you drink.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Way easier.
Way easier. Firearms.
Then, speaking of reckless, Mike and Eileen break a door.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that was just like, oh my gosh, I don't know what happened.
He was like, yeah, I was knocking on the glass and then it fell over. Mm-hmm. Bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know what was going on, but again, just reckless. Then it's 1920s casino night. And, oh wait, no, it's not. Not yet. Well, I guess it is. Did anything else happen before casino night?
I don't have a note between the door and the poker night.
Okay, yeah.
Or casino night.
So I don't have anything on the food. Did they show us dinner?
They did.
Okay, let's talk about dinner.
He pulls out another French onion soup.
Oh, yeah, and then the primary's like, it's just an onion.
It kind of is, but you know, fuck her.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
It's onion, broth, cheese, and bread.
Yeah.
But I bet it's fucking bomb when he makes it.
That's true.
That's out of order. There it is. Filet mignon with peppercorn sauce.
Oh, man.
Lobster, potatoes au gratin.
Oh, my God. You know that was so fire.
So fucking good.
And she doesn't eat meat. Ugh, what a waste.
Right. And you know that sauce was just...
Oh, so good, I bet.
And, like, I know how he did it, and I can't do it that well, and it pissed me off.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
That pan you got me, though, makes it a lot easier to make.
Such a good pan. If I was an influencer, an Amazon influencer, that I'd only talk about that pan.
It's so good. I make pan sauces now. You know how much I hate those?
I know. It's so good.
I don't even want to make poached eggs in it, because it'll piss me off.
You can't do that to the pan.
No, I can't do that to the pan.
Anyway, anything else that they ate?
I don't think so. I think there was a dessert.
Yeah, now I can't remember it, and I didn't write it down. Oh, it was a profiterole, which is like a...
That sounds like
a
spray.
Cream puff
type
thing. Yeah, cream puff. It looked really good. I don't remember the details of it. Sorry, guys. I thought Lane was going to do that. But then I remembered that I usually do the desserts, and I didn't write anything down. Then the guests are fighting, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't honestly think that they get... Like, there is a reason.
Oh, the... Tina starts eating dessert before everyone else gets their food.
And God forbid Tina gets called out.
Yeah.
God forbid.
What do I have written down here? Eileen is just a bad person. If you say things like that when you're drunk, you just suck. I've been around those people and they're dark and empty inside.
Don't even
remember what I said about it or what she said.
No, she was being an ass. Like, I think I wrote here, I said, these are the worst people I've seen on Below Deck in a long time. They're the worst kind of people. And I remember it was during that scene that I think you're talking about in that note where she's just being a dick.
Mm.
And she's being like so, again, she can't walk. So they're basically holding her ass up and she's going to act like she's better than them. Like, come on. Anyways, and that's basically it. Like, Barbie was professional because she did, you know, she was an ass to Barbie.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, we end with Jared spiraling.
Wait, no. One of the guests eats it.
That's Eileen.
It was Eileen.
Yes, she's being an asshole. Like, so drunk.
Yeah, she deserved that.
Yeah. But no, I said, then we end with Jared spiraling. Because a guest said he was just good looking or something. Like,
dude, relax. Literally, my dad called me fat 2 days ago. It's fine.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
God.
But anyways, he's spiraling, and I guess we'll see. I feel like they're setting us up for him to leave, but we don't know. So we'll have to see next week.
Would you miss him?
No, not so much. I don't hate him, but I wouldn't miss him.
It's, I can't remember the saying, something about a bush and a hand. Anyways.
Whoa.
That sounded way more sexual. It's better to know what you got in your hand and shave your bush.
I thought you were going to say, it's better to know what you got in your hand and there's also a bush.
And there's also a bush.
That's not how it goes. But yeah, that's all we have for this week. So what's the secret word?
I have a secret word. but I put it at the top because I'm dumb. So it's a bit of a phrase.
Oh no.
And do not dox yourself. Just say a country or a state or however broad you want to do, but say hi from where you're from.
Oh, okay.
So like for us, it would be hi from the Midwest.
Yes. Yeah. You can be as general as you want. You don't have to tell us your actual location.
Or if you're from California, hi from California.
Yes. Yeah.
Or if you're from Canada, say hello there.
I'm from Canada. I'm That'd from be Canada, fine. Eh, bud. A whole country would even be fine.
Oh, sorry about that.
All right. Well, if you made it through our double episode today, like, we appreciate it so much. Like, that, I mean, we're human, right? Sometimes you can't record every week. And if that happens, yeah, then we'll always cover the episode for you guys. We will always give that to you. But sometimes we maybe just have to, like, postpone it or switch the days or whatever. But that happens.
Every now and then we have to.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will see you next week.
We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.